The story behind the song. If you and I could have been privileged to step through a quaint old wrought iron gate of a certain rambling estate in Dumfriesshire, Scotland, one afternoon early in the 18th century, we might have witnessed a scene between a young girl and her sweetheart. These two were William Douglas of Finland and the charming, winsome daughter of a Scottish baronet, Sir Robert Lorry. Could we have eavesdropped upon these two, we might have heard them saying,
"Oh, Annie, who can you say such a thing? Who can you say we must never see each other again?"
"'Tis true, Willie. My father will not hae it. Were he to know that we twa were seeing each other the noo, he'd lock me in my room till you had gang away frae Dumfries."
"Hae your father said that?"
"Aye, and mair. He hae also told me that if I were ever to do sic a rash thing as to marry you against his will, he would disown me."
"Oh, why cannot your father understand that he cannot step in where love has taken hold? I love you so much, Annie. I cannot live without you."
"Then, Willie, why didn't you change your views? Why didn't you make your mind see the way my father would hae you see?"
"Change my views? But, Annie, I'm a Douglas. All my kin afore me have followed the king and his ancestors, and I mun follow him noo. I cannot change."
"Willie, do you think mair o' your king than you do o' me?"
"Oh, no, no, Annie. It's not the same thing. I love Scotland and I love my king. I would fight to the death for both. And for you, Annie, well, I would lay me doon and dee, gladly. Run away with me, Annie. Come with me. Marry me. Become Mrs. William Douglas."
"Oh, Willie, you say you cannot change your views. I hate to say this, but, Willie, I cannot change mine either. I love my father, even though he may seem harsh and unwavering at times. I love him. I cannot leave
Willie,
him, though I..."
"Annie..."
"Aye, Walter. What is it?"
"Sir Robert, he's coming this way. Oh. He's probably heard you and Annie talking out here."
"Oh, you mun leave, Willie. You mind that my father has threatened to use force the next time he found us together. Farewell, Willie."
"No, Annie, I wouldn't leave you the new. I'll stay here and face your father with you."
"Annie. So, you dare to meet this man a little wet after I had told you what I would do?"
"Oh, father, please.
Let me speak, Annie. Sir Robert, I was saying goodbye to Annie."
"Goodbye? What do you mean, man?"
"I go away to the wars in Flanders."
"Ah, so you persist in your foolhardy following of that tyrant, do you?"
"Aye, Sir Robert, I can do nothing else."
"Get out. Get out of my grounds before I lose my control and beat you away in an inch of your life. Go on, get out."
"Come along, Willie, you mun leave."
No, Willie, dinna you leave me this way.
Annie, go to your room. I'll attend to you when I have got rid of these traitors."
"Sir Robert."
"Aye, traitors. That's what you are, and that's what I will call you. Traitors. No. Leave ere I do something for which I'll be sorry."
"Come, Willie."
"Very well. Tis farewell this time, Annie. If I do not come back, remember me, Annie. I'll remember that I loved you more than you'll ever can."
Willie! He's gone. Gone. Oh, Savior, I have lost the only true love I ever known. Inna, you be my parent. Inna, I'm gonna obey you while I live under your roof. I wish no I had run away with William Douglas. Married him. In against your command.
Annie. Go to your room.
Aye, Father. I will go to my room. And you may lock the door of that room to prevent me seeing Willie as he marches away to the wars. But you can never lock my heart against loving William Douglas all the rest of my days.
And through the long, long night, the gentle Annie wept bitter tears, tears of broken love, tears welling from the innermost recesses of a heart torn by cruel tragedy. And on the morning of the next day, even the martial drums of war seemed to beat out the fateful tattoo. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. Days faded into weeks, weeks into months, and Annie Laurie went quietly about the business of living. With William Douglas gone from Max Welton, Sir Robert seemed to soften toward his daughter, seemed to look with more compassion upon the broken-hearted girl. Although the name of Douglas was never mentioned in the Laurie household, these two, father and daughter, knew it was that name which was causing an ever-widening rift between them. Finally, one night as Annie sat in her room, gazing with longing upon the moon-drenched expanse of her father's estate, where she and William had kept their tryst so often.
That whistle. It is. It mun be. Only Willie Douglas knew that whistle. It was the one he used to call to me. Aye, it is. It is he. I mun go to him. But I wonder, can I get frae the hoose without my father seeing me? Oh, I mun try. There is no one about. I'll take off my shoes till I reach the door.
Stealthily, her heart pounding out the words of welcome, the fond embrace, the kiss with which she would meet William Douglas, Annie made her way to the front door, then through the broom hedge to the little iron gate where she and her sweetheart had always met. There he stood, just within the shadow of a huge oak.
Willie! Oh, Willie!
No, Annie. It is not William Douglas.
Walter Fenton.
Aye, Annie. Tis Walter Fenton.
Oh, Walter, I am happy to see you once more. Did Willie come back with you?
No, Annie, he's not with me.
Oh, I understand. He's still at the wars, then.
Aye, he's still at the wars.
Walter, there are tears in your een. You're crying, Walter.
Can I help myself, Annie?
You dinna mean... Walter, tell me, is Willie...
I hate to say it, gentle Annie, but it mun be said sometime. William Douglas was shot in the final battle of the war. He's dead, Annie.
Dead? William Douglas? Dead? I cannot weep. My heart is so full. But I cannot weep. William Douglas, my ain Willie, gone.
I was wi' him, Annie, when he did.
Did he send me any word, Walter?
Aye. The next before the battle, we twa were sitting in the rude hut which was our quarters. He told me he felt that next was his last upon earth.
He knew.
He felt he would ne'er see you again, Annie. So he taught me a song he had writ. He wrote it for you, Annie. And he asked me to come back here to Max Welton and sing it to you. He told me how to call you with the whistle he was wont to use himself. He told me to sing you this song. For in it, he'd poured his heart, full o' his love for you. It was his farewell to you, Annie. His last message of love.
Aye. Sing it, Walter. sing it. And I'll make believe that 'tis Willie. My Willie come back for the wars to claim me. Sing it.
Maxwell Tunn's braves are bonny. That Annie